Our weekly visit with the head coach of University of Maine Black Bear Hockey, Ben Barr. Ben, good afternoon to you.
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
Doing great. Nice to have you back with us. How's your week been?
It's been good. Just another week getting ready for another tough opponent on Friday.
Well, the weeks always go better when you're coming off an outstanding victory. And, a lot of things went right for your Black Bears against Boston College.
Yeah, we played. I don't even think it was our best game. I just think, you know, our mentality going into it was a little bit different. And, you know, we found a way to win the game. You know, we've played as hard and as well as in many games recently, and we haven't got the result. And, you know, it was nice to see the guys get rewarded.
Well, Coach, I can tell you, I knew it was going to happen. I couldn't tell you because one of your players said to me at 5 minutes of five last Thursday, "We're getting really close. We're going to win. We're getting really close. We're going to win."
That's good.
So I took a picture of the scoreboard when it was over, and I plan to send it to him with a little note sometime later in the semester. What I saw on Friday night was a team that came out of the gate ready to play. That's the most ready it looked to me. I mean, they charged right out, took control, were winning the puck battles, were full of energy. What did you say to him on Friday that was different that you're gonna always remember to say again?
Yeah, I didn't really say anything differently. It's just I think they took it upon themselves to go into it with a different mindset rather than just, hey, we're going to go play hard and see what happens. Like, we're going to go out and win the game rather than just trying to hang around. And, you know, we've talked about it. That's been the biggest challenge for us, you know, this year. You know, the beginning of the year, we were just trying to set standards to, you know, this is how hard we expect it to work. This is where our compete level has to be. You know, obviously, you know, you're changing some things, X's and O's, Y's or whatever, but none of that matters if you're not mentally ready to compete and if every one of our players in the lineup isn't competing hard. And so we've gotten to that point. Now the next step is like, okay, let's go out and win a game rather than just going out and playing hard and having somebody pat us on the back. Hey, you guys played really hard and losing, you know. And so we talk about these things as a program, and I give a lot of credit to our leaders. You know, Jack Quinlivan is a, you know, fifth-year guy, like, has done a, you know, his game for, you know, individually has come a long ways this year. But his leadership and his attitude is awesome. And, you know, same with Jacob Sirota. You know, Jacob Smith Sveshchuk's come a long ways. We've been really hard on him, and his game is starting to get a lot better. So, you know, the guys did it, and it came from within the locker room. It was nothing really different outside of having those kind of conversations and trying to be honest with each other.
You had to be really happy to see so many guys involved in the offense.
Yeah, you know, we've been we've relied a lot on you know, Lyndon Breen's line, you know, recently, and it was nice to see, you know, Granny Bear get a couple goals, and like I mentioned, Schmitty has come a long ways, and Quinny, and you know, for us to have success down the stretch here, we're not a team that can just rely on a couple guys to. You know, to produce for us, we have to do it as a committee, and you know, we're going to need, you know, three or four lines of forwards to chip in. And that's not to say, you know, we need everyone to score every game, but we need you know, we need multiple lines to give us a goal or two on any given night to, you know, to come out with the result that we want.
Your coaches often talk about setting the tone early, and that can mean a lot of different things. But I really thought that the Quinlivan line set the tone in terms of maximum effort. If they were out there for 45 seconds, they were skating for 45 seconds. There were nobody making rink turns, no one waiting, hoping the puck's going to come off the board to them. We all talk about leading by example, but it seemed to me that energized everybody. It energized your team, it energized the crowd, and it seemed to take BC by surprise. Their first line seemed to be surprised by the pace of the game.
Yeah, we told Quinny that we told that line that they were going to match up against BC's top line in that game. And I, you know, Jack is a, you know, he's not a guy that's been relied on to, you know, produce offense in his time here. You know, he's not a guy that, you know, has huge stats or anything, but he means a ton to this team just based on how hard he works. And that's every single night. And to your point, you know, like, he was excited to go out there and play that role for us. So not only did they play that role and shut down the other line, but they scored two goals themselves. and or actually I think three. So Sirota's goals when they were on the ice. So you know, he means a ton to our program, and he hasn't scored a goal yet. He's going to get one, I promise you, eventually. And I joke with him all the time, and I think once he gets one, he'll potentially get multiple because he's capable. But you know what he brings, the intangible stuff, what he brings to our team is you know, is really, really important. And you know, he's been a great leader for us.
We're talking with Coach Ben Barr here on Downtown. You head down to Boston University for games this weekend. BU playing very well, a three straight wins, 15 goals scored in those last three games. What do you need to do to contain some of that offensive firepower?
Yeah, we need, it's kind of similar to, you know, to BC. Like they're very fast, they're skilled. I think defensively we have to be in the right places, and we have to take care of our zone and take care of the neutral zone to kind of slow them down, because they're an extremely fast team, maybe the fastest team we've seen. They're playing really, really well, probably as well as anyone in our league right now, maybe as well as anyone in the country. So we have to be really structured. We have to be on the right side of pucks. We have to take care of the puck, not turn pucks over in the middle of the ice. You know, be satisfied with just getting it out of our zone, and if we have to, just get it in their zone and go forecheck. You know, because, you know, when you make silly plays, that usually fuels the transition of other teams, you know, especially an up-tempo team like BU. So it's going to be a great challenge for us to play them in their barn when they're playing as well as they are. And I'm excited to see if we can match their intensity and find a way to get a road win.
You got a goalie who was one of the stars of the game. I think he stopped 31 or 32. The one that went in, I don't know who stops that. Do you feel that the goalies, well, let's talk about the forwards and defensemen getting confidence from a good goaltender. Do you get the feeling that goaltenders get more confident when they see the guys playing harder in front of them or playing more skillfully in front of them?
I think everything's connected, no doubt. You know, I do for sure, but guy, you know, a team plays, you know, looser and not as tight when they know their goal is playing well. So, you know, having Victor play well in that game was a huge piece of, you know, why we won, obviously. And now we need to find the consistency, not just from Victor, but from our whole team. You know, can we go out and, you know, build on that and do the same thing on the road against two, you know, against BU and Merrimack, who's playing outstanding. Like, every game we play the rest of the way is going to be against a very good team. We have a really tough schedule, which is, that's what you want. You want to play against the top teams down the home stretch just to see, you know, how much progress you've made. And, you know, if you're playing your best hockey going into playoffs, anything's possible. And, that, you know, it starts from the net out, obviously. And Victor's play on Friday night was definitely a step in the right direction.
Well, Ben, we wish you luck this weekend. Thanks, as always, for making time for us. And we'll visit again next Wednesday.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
That's Ben Barr, head coach of University of Maine Black Bear Hockey.